difficulties, and it's usually when we have particularly awesome guests. That sounds really about right. And on with the news. When we have a massive oil spill off the coast of New Zealand, as we have just had, and the authorities don't react fast enough, in fact, they only send in one ship, an old crappy looking one, to go and pump the oil out of that ship before heavy weather hits it in about 4 days' time. And instead of getting there and getting it done in 4 days' time with more than one ship, they only send the one and it gets damaged. And instead of replacing it with something else, they pull it into the port to wait for it to be repaired until after the couple of days of bad weather following those just perla, sunny, nice windswept days on the coast of beautiful old New Zealand. They couldn't clean up a mickey of it. And now, instead of 20 tons of oil leaking out of a massive ship, there is now 300 estimated tons of oil washing up on the coast as we speak, and will do so for several months. Now, I have a theory on this, that environmental disasters are good for business. They get to pay off a whole lot of contractors to clean up the mess. And also, you get to justify, as a pretextual fashion, any type of draconian legislation you want to bring in to prevent this kind of thing from happening again. And everybody, is, of course, will just lose all their rights and freedoms as a result. Which could be worse. Now, anyway, speaking of oil, there's been quite some talk about oil all over the show, right? Now, we apologise for the technical difficulties earlier there. I just had to switch computers. And I believe, if we're lucky, we may just have our very special guest on the line here, Pastor Lindsay Williams, the legendary and somewhat fabulous Lindsay Williams. Are you there, Lindsay?
Denny, good afternoon, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on American Freedom Radio today.
You are, well, we would probably have to say thank you very much for just existing, because there's been an awful lot of very interesting discourse you've managed to plug into the public sphere, if you'll excuse the pun. And what I would love you to do, Lindsay, just there's a lot of New Zealand listeners that do tune into the show from the other side of the world that may or may not have ever heard of you. So if you'd give us a brief background or about your illustrious and fabulous self, I'll be much obliged.
My story began a number of years ago. I had been the pastor of a church in Hollywood, Florida, in the United States for about 12 years. And the Lord called me to go to Alaska as an aviation missionary. Well, I did. And just after arriving in the state of Alaska, I heard they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and that 25,000 pipeliners would converge on the state. To build that pipe, 4 feet in diameter, 800 miles long, largest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil, and they said the biggest job that had ever been undertaken by private enterprise in the history of the world. And the first thing that came to my mind, Danny, was 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, cussingest, drinkingest, honorest folks on the face of the earth, they must need some spiritual guidance. Well, that was the understatement of the year. But I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? Well, their response was, we don't know what to do with you. We never had a chaplain on a pipeline before. Well, I kept going back and back. Persistence paid off. Finally, they gave me the northern sector of the pipeline, which is the big field, America's oil field, on the Arctic Ocean up in northern Alaska. And I'm quite sure they thought I'd stay only a few weeks or maybe a few days. I was still there 6 months later. And they came to me one day and said, Chaplain, we never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline before. You are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees that we're not having to pay because your religious denomination is paying you. They said, we would like to offer you executive status. And I said, well, what does that mean? They said, well, go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see, and when you're at Prudhoe Bay, stay in executive dorms at Arco Base. And they said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. I had not the slightest idea what I was getting into. For 3 years' time, I lived with the people that you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world, the elite of the world. It changed my life. If someone had asked me before I went to the pipeline, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control Congress, tell the president what to do? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me 3 years later, after living with these people on their pipeline, they were not coming to my church. I was on their pipeline. And sitting across the dinner table from them, living in the same dorms with them. And if someone had asked me, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on any given day, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, control the currencies of the world, tell the President of the United States of America what to do, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. Well, it was an experience I'll never forget. And because of it, I was able to keep in touch with a few of those people after my experience on the pipeline of 3 years. Two of them in particular.
How many people would you be still keeping in touch with after this?
Well, after that, I kept in touch on a regular basis with two of the individuals. One of them just passed away about 8 or 9 months ago. He was 87 years of age. You know, for all of these years, people have wondered.
Are you able to reveal his identity after he's died?
Yes, I can. I'll give his name. In fact, for all of these years, many people said, oh, Lindsey Williams, you don't know what he's talking about. He's just making all this up. He really didn't do that. Out of courtesy for the gentleman, I did not give his name until he died. His name is Mr. Ken Fromm. He was senior executive with Atlantic Richfield. You can go on your computer and find out who he was and that he is who I said he was. And for these past 35 years, this gentleman and another gentleman who is still alive, and I'll not give his name out of courtesy because he is retired, but these men have given me information, and over the 35 years, there has never been a single time that they told me anything that it didn't happen exactly like they said it. Now, let me as emphatically as I possibly can say, in all honesty, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Decisions are made sometimes 4 and 5 and 7 and 10 and 15 years in advance. They know exactly what they're doing. Nothing ever happens by chance. Now, one of these instances you'll remember, and it was Mr. Fromm that gave it to me. It was about 2.5 years ago, nearly 3 years ago now. He called me up on the phone one day, and he said, Chaplain Williams, would you like people to think you're a prophet? And I laughed, and I said, Ken, what do you mean? He said, well, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel approximately 3 months from now. Now, that couldn't happen. That would impact the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world in such a manner that it would be catastrophic. But I dared to risk my reputation. I knew this man knew what he was talking about. He had planned it behind closed doors with others. And so I went on radio shows all across America, and I said the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. I got laughed at. Talk show hosts called me names. They said, you're crazy. It can't happen. Well, it did. It happened exactly as Mr. Fromm, not me, but as Mr. Fromm had told me. And then everybody started calling me a prophet. And I tried to tell them, I'm not a prophet. I said, I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy.
You're no more a prophet than a person who reads out of a recipe book and makes a good cake.
Yes, and it was just by God's providence that I was allowed to be in the right place at the right time in order to help everybody out there in the listening audience of American Freedom Radio today and be on this program. Now, if you think that those predictions in the past, oh, by the way, over 35 years, not one single prediction that was ever made has ever failed to take place exactly as they told me. Many of you will remember also that about three or four... Yes.
That sounds really funny, because the thing that most people believe is that whatever you think is going to happen may not happen at all, and if it does happen, it won't happen the way you think it will. And the problem is, we've got people that are controlling an inordinate amount of power and resources through the world via manipulative and secret means, who are capable of making everything they want to happen exactly the way they want it, exactly this time that they want it.
Denny, you are exactly right. Everything you said is true. The only difference is I know some of these people and have been able to have them talk to me over the years and tell me these things. Many of you will remember about 9 months ago, I came on radio stations all over America, and I said, there is not going to be a conflict with Iran. Most everybody had thought for a number of years we were going to have war with Iran. And I said, no, I was told we're not. And I said, not with Iran, but I said, there is going to begin a conflict in the Middle East, and I said it'll spread from one Arab oil-producing country to the other until we have a catastrophic event. And it started first in Egypt with Mubarak, then, of course, Gaddafi, and then on and on, going on to Syria now. And I told the whole story 3 or 4 months before it ever happened, because it had all been given to me. Now, if you think that the things that I have said in the past are prophetic, which, of course, they aren't. It's just that they told me, and I dared to get out there and tell people, even though I've been threatened a few times for doing it. If you think those things were prophetic, in comparison, what you're going to hear today will definitely be.
And we'll get into more of that after the break. My remarkably special guest, Lindsay Williams, who wrote The Energy Non-Crisis, is with me here for 2 hours today. We'll be right back at LinnyEthridgeShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Just a
newspaper shout, a new style is growing.
It's the funny thing about life that you don't quite understand how it's supposed to work until you realize that this is your life. And it doesn't matter what anybody else tells you, this is still your life. And it's yours to decide what you wish with it. My remarkable special guest has chosen to spend his life doing some very interesting things, and his name is Lindsay Williams, the author of The Energy Non-Crisis. Welcome back, sir.
Vinny, good to be with you. 2012 will be the most startling, the most unusual, the most eventful year in 2,000 years. I know that sounds rather strange, but I say this because of something that happened to me just recently. I was told some things that so startled me. Maybe I should preface it this way. Old men talk. Now, many who have heard me before know that before Mr. Fromm passed away, he basically said to me one day, he said, "Chaplain, I'm too old to care. Just go ahead and tell the world everything." And I did. For about the last 8 or 9 months, I have tried my best to tell the world everything that I knew that the elite had told me. Well, about the middle of June, July, I received some information that was so startling, so it scared me. I mean, things that I have never thought of before. And when I heard it, I said, I don't know what to do with this. Do I dare tell it? I, first of all, must check it out. I've got to have this told me from more than one source. For 3 months' time, Denny, I did not do a single radio talk show anywhere. And many of your listeners know sometimes I'll do 2 and 3 radio talk shows per day, and I've been doing this for years. But for 3 months' time, I never appeared on a single radio show anywhere in America, outside of America, anyplace else. I was scared. I was very concerned about what I'd heard, and that's the reason that I just made the statement. 2012 will be the most startling, the most unusual, the most eventful year in 2,000 years. Let me try to explain why, and I hope you have pencils and paper. You'll want to write down some of these things. Put them beside your calendar, and then when they happen, you'll see it right before your eyes. Don't say Lindsay Williams was a prophet whenever you see it happen, because I'm not. I don't go get my information from tea leaves. It doesn't come by way of divine revelations or visions or dreams. The elite, the few, by God's providence that I got to know, tell me these things. I pass them on to you in order to be able to help spare your dinner table and make your lifestyle a little easier. The elite have a timeline for 2012. There are certain things that they intend to do between now and the end of 2012. Some of you have heard me use the expression in the past. By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. And, of course, at the time, I urged people not to misunderstand what I was saying because they merely had said the dollar will be dead. They did not say it would be non-existent. I've learned over the years to listen very carefully to what the elite have to say and to not misinterpret their words. They never said that the dollar wouldn't be here. They just merely said its purchasing power will be so diminished that by the end of 2012, it will be dead. Now, I'd like to give you exactly what startled me so much. This, by the way, is the third radio show I've been on in 3 months. Yesterday I did one. I did one this morning, and this afternoon I'm with you. This is only the third time that any audience has ever heard this before. These are things that were given to me by one of them as to what's taking place. Let me begin by that part which some people say is probably the most important thing to most people. It's often referred to the most sensitive part of anybody's anatomy is the rear pocket. So maybe I should begin with that which most people right now are very concerned about. Massive debt. The elite are intentionally, it's not that they're not going to do it, but they are intentionally postponing the crash until they can create massive debt all over the world. Let me try to explain if I can. First of all, I'll go to Greece, and then you'll understand how much power these elite have. Greece is in trouble. There's no question but that the European Union's got a big problem. The euro has a problem, but Greece has the greatest of problems. And I asked one of my financial friends the other day, I said, why would anybody risk their money by buying Greece's debt, Greece's paper? Of course, they pay back anywhere from 50, 60, 70% interest. But I said, why in the world would anybody buy it knowing good and well that they're going to lose it? And here's why. I mean, it's as simple as 1, 2, 3 when you understand the elite and how they think. The elite themselves, you have to understand the mindset of these people. The elite themselves are buying the paper that they know is worthless. They know that Greece is going to default eventually. It's all planned. They know that there's no way in the world that these pieces of paper, these bonds, can ever be paid back. But they are buying Greek debt knowing it'll default because that's exactly what they want. And when Greece does default, the elite themselves will step in and say, oh, we hold the paper. We basically own the country. You know, the expression that I've used so much about these people since I lived with them, the name of the game is control. If they can control Greece, if they can control Ireland, if they can control other countries, France or anybody else in that part of the world, that's the goal that they have. The new world order wants total control of the entire world, and the elite right now are buying Greek paper that they know is worthless, because at some point when it defaults, they turn around and say, oh, look, we have the control now. You've defaulted. Now, they're doing that in cities, in states. Every country in the world that they can get in massive debt, it is a trap. It's a debt trap. And when I was shown what they're going to do back a few months ago, I was so startled. I said, what do I do? Do I dare tell the American people this, or do I tell the world this? So they're going to create this massive debt with countries, with states, with cities, with banks. Let me try to explain. California is in big trouble in the United States of America. A number of other states are having massive problems. Some of their bills they haven't even been able to pay, and they don't know what in the world they're going to do. They can't print money like the federal government can. They want states to get in such massive debt, and they will not allow the crash to take place until these states are in this massive debt to the point that after the elite have bought up their paper and bailed them out, as is happening so much in America now, they'll merely step in and say, we control you from this point on. After all, we were the ones bailed you out. Cities are going to default. You're going to see cities all over the United States of America default, go into bankruptcy. It happened to my dad. This is a perfect example, and I so often go back to it. My dad was, prior to the Great Depression of 1929, my dad was a very wealthy man. He had gone to Florida. He got in on the big housing boom there. He had made a fortune. And he had made that fortune in Coral Gables, Florida, a city in the state of Florida, in the United States of America. And he had invested all of his money, the fortune he had made, he'd invested it in paper, stocks. Coral Gables City, it was Coral Gables Corporation City stock. And in 24 hours, my dad went from a very wealthy man to a pauper. Because Coral Gables, the city of Coral Gables, Florida, declared bankruptcy, defaulted on all of its debt, never paid its bonds, and all the paper that my dad had was lost in 24 hours' time. Now, that is what the elite want. This is what they're after, and they are delayed. Have you ever wondered why they haven't gone ahead and let this thing go? I mean, they could have. A year ago, they could have just said, okay, we're not going to bail out Lehman Brothers. We're just going to let the whole system collapse. They didn't want it to collapse, and they don't want it to collapse now until they have created such massive debt all over the country, all over the world, until they can step in with a new world order and basically say, we've owned you. Now, same thing's going to happen to banks. They've bailed out Bank of America. They've bailed out Citibank. They've bailed out Wells Fargo, the big banks of America, the big banks of Europe. The Federal Reserve has given them billions and billions of dollars. Okay, now, you have a local bank that holds your house mortgage. And up into 2012, when things really get tough and the dollar is diminished in its purchasing power and you can hardly make it and you can't make your house payment, your bank is going to say after about 3 months, well, sorry, we've repossessed all these other millions of houses in America. We may as well get yours too. And they will. They'll come and repossess your house. But who owns the bank now? Remember, all these banks have been bailed out by the Federal Reserve. And who is the Federal Reserve? It's not federal, and it's not reserved.
This is what fascism actually is. It's when you have a public-private partnership, to which point that the corporations essentially start taking over the state, or the state taking over the corporation. So what has been found, Lindsay, is that close to majority shareholdings in a lot of Fortune 500 companies are actually owned by the U.S. government. So in essence now, there really is no difference. What you've got is corporations that have government protection going out there and basically pillaging the citizenry. It's like a feeder tentacle from some alien mothership just coming down and snapping up the goodies.
Yes, and when the bank repossesses your house, and the bank is owned by the Federal Reserve because they've taken it over, they've bailed it out to the point that they own it, who are you going to be making your house payment to? Oh, no, no, no. They'll turn around and rent you your house back. Your small business that you got a small business loan on in order to stay afloat during the time that this 2012 crisis is going to take place, what are you going to do? You can't pay back the money. They'll take over your business and then let you run it for them. Every bit of this is a part of the new world order, total takeover, and you are going to see such massive debt created that it is going to be unbelievable. When I was told this and shown what was happening, I was dumbfounded. I said, now I can understand why they're holding off the crash until they can get every country, every state, every city, every bank into such massive debt. It is going to be unbelievable. Yeah,
that's what's going on. Like they send their agents out from the banking system to wind up becoming presidents and prime ministers and whatnot. Our prime minister was sitting on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York for 2 years as Merrill Lynch's head derivatives guy, you know, that kind of thing. That partly, if not mostly, caused the financial crisis. And so what happens? He comes back home to New Zealand, and he becomes the prime minister, and then boom, we've got a population of 4 million people, Lindsay, and he gets us into $400 million worth of debt a week.
Yes, that's what they want. The more debt they can get you in, the better they like it, the more they want it, and it is a part of that program. Now, I'm going to make a very startling statement. This was given to me the other day, and please give me just a moment to explain it. By the end of 2012, private fortunes will be lost that are secured with paper. Now, I said that slowly because I want you to understand it. Some people consider a fortune to be one thing, some consider it to be another. There are some people that unless they had $1 billion, they wouldn't think they had a fortune. There are others that if their fortune would be counted in $1 million. There are some people that if they had $100,000, that would be their fortune. And some people it may be $1,000 or whatever you may have in the bank. But by the end of 2012, private fortunes will be lost that are secured with paper. It is planned. They already know they're going to do it. And it will include IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds, anything that is written on a piece of paper. I hope you caught that expression. It was given to me back about 3 years ago by Mr. Fromm when he made the statement, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on, and it is already predicted, they've already planned it, that all private fortunes will be lost by the end of 2012. They have it scheduled. Please. And I'm going to suggest in a moment or two what you can do in order to keep this from happening to you. All private fortunes will be lost by the end of 2012 that are secured with paper. Oh, my goodness. If only you could realize that piece of paper, how worthless it is.
Yep. I suppose when you look at a piece of paper to save you, you do realize that you can only fight a paper dragon with it. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My guest is Lindsay Williams from the Energy Non-Crisis, and we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor. Smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on the native land. Project eugenics planned on the common man. Expand the military-industrial complex. Annex or install you with chemical objects.
Flex. Show the soul about the military-industrial complex. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's almost as bad as having a God complex. Especially if you happen to be a ruthless psychopath who controls copious quantities of resources and power and influence all over the world. Like David Rockefeller. Now, speaking of the elite, I just did a little bit of reading of this Ken Fromm, 20-year entrepreneur, well-liked within the global business community, hugely influential. And, of course, nobody's ever heard of him. And have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, that those who are the very most egregiously powerful are never the ones that have the media spotlight on them? Lindsay, what do you think about that?
Yes, I like that song, by the way. Thank you so much. That was a perfect one to begin this section with. Yes, they're doing all this intentionally, planned a long time in advance. The whole debt situation, I go back and started hearing about this 15 years ago. I know they had planned it a long time before that. What's happening with the euro? What's happening with the European Union? They knew from the time this thing began that it would wind up at this point, and that's where they wanted it. It is a part of the new world order. Control, the name of the game is control. So my suggestion is, please, I hope you'll take this to heart. Secure your assets immediately. I don't mean like tomorrow or the next day or the day after. You need to secure your assets immediately. An example, the United States government just began its new fiscal year. It began its new fiscal year with a national debt of $14.837 trillion in debt. And the first 2 days of its new year, it went into debt a total of $143 billion in only 2 days after they began the new year. Now, there's no way the United States of America can stand under that. And I'm going to make a statement here. You'll have to put this on your calendar and watch it over a period of time. The United States government, I know this is startling, and all over the world, I hope you'll take this to heart very quickly. The United States government will default on its national debt. Now, the elite already have it planned. They know it's going to happen. They know that states in America are going to default. They know that cities are going to default. They know that counties are going to default. They know that the federal government eventually will also default on their national debt.
There's obvious reasons for that. After all, they're forcing them into even greater debt, paying off people like Barack H. O'Berry and whatnot and grooming them for the position so that they can wind up thinking that that's the best way. I mean, even if they don't know the whole plan at the end of the story, they're still trained like a dog to go and fetch that duck out of the water, aren't they?
Yes. Secure your debt, your assets, and get out of debt if at all possible. Now, the elite have already done this. I want to prove it to you. And then I'm going to read it to you, and you can go on your computer and pull this up for yourself. Just recently, I was at a certain conference here in America, and while there, a gentleman walked up to me and introduced himself, and I said, "Oh, my goodness, I knew your dad back 30 years ago." He said, "Yes, and I've since taken over the business." I said, "Well, I used to buy gold and silver from your dad in the state of Idaho many years ago when I was living in Oregon." He said, "That's right." And he said, "Now we're one of the largest gold dealers in America." And he said, we have a direct contact with the Mint. And he said, as a result, well, I had watched a vehicle that he rode in with his family to the conference in. I have never seen such a heavy-duty truck in all my life. And so I remarked, we were standing out there close to it, and I remarked, "My goodness, where would you ever find such a heavy-duty truck as that?" "Oh," he said, "we had to make it that heavy because of the gold and the silver that we deliver." I said, "Wait a minute. You're telling me that you are..." "Oh," he said, "we're delivering tons of gold and silver." And he begun to name off his clients, both foreign and domestic, both inside of America and outside of America. And he said, "We'll deliver it anywhere they want it." And he said, "They're buying it by tons." He began to name off some of his clients. Goldman Sachs, you can be assured of one thing. They have already secured their assets. They have no concern whatsoever about the crash that's coming because they already know it's coming. They know when it's coming. I can't give you the exact date. They probably even know the exact date. They've already secured their assets. May I prove it to you? Here it is right here. Now, you go find this for yourself. the first day of October. Now, we just entered October. We're down to the 10th right now. And on the first day of October, the United States Mint sold 737,000 silver eagles, 1 ounce silver eagles in one day. The United States Mint nearly 750,000 silver eagles on the first day of October alone. That is 42% more than all the sales in December, the entire month of 2010. And here we are in October, and they sold that. Where are they going to? Oh, I'm sure you know where silver prices have gone. Silver prices have gone down, down, down.
Isn't this what happened before the first Great Depression crash? Like the bankers who had been loaning out excess amounts of money so people could just buy 10 times the amount of stock that they instead of money, right? And then they secured all their assets with gold and silver and then called in all the loans and forced a Great Depression.
Yes, and now they took intentionally. This was part of what has startled me to no end and scared the daylights out of me. They intentionally took gold and silver prices up to where they did, 900 and something dollars an ounce for an ounce of silver, an ounce of gold. And they took it up there, pulled everybody in that possibly could. Then they dropped it back to where it is right now, scared the living daylights out of people. But the reason they dropped it back is because the elite, some of the very ones that I talk with, they are wanting to secure every bit of their assets. They're securing it with gold and silver. They're getting out of IRAs. They're getting out of the stock market. They're getting out of 401ks. They're getting out of everything imaginable in the way of paper. They are literally buying gold and silver by the tons while the price is down, and they will leave it down until they have secured everything that they want to do. This is the reason that the United States, who in the world do you think bought 750,000 silver eagles on one day alone, the first day of October? The elite. They're doing it. They know exactly where they're going. And it is startling to see how these people are securing their assets. You can be assured of one thing. Goldman Sachs and the others in the elite world, they have already secured their assets, and the only thing they're going to do is take away the assets of others so that the name of the game can be controlled. Now, let me tell you what they're not going to do. Oh, again, this is so startling. And please, put this down and watch it happen. They are not going to cut off any welfare payments. They're not going to cut off any of the welfare recipients. They're not going to cut off any food stamps. They will pay Social Security through 2012 and on up for a period of time, and I will tell you when they're going to cut it off. Yes, they will allow all of the giveaway programs, welfare, food stamps, Social Security, everything else in full cost. Social Security is not giveaway. People paid it in for years. They're going to allow all of these checks to continue going out after they've done what they've done to every private fortune in the world. And by the end of 2012 is their timeline for doing this. They are going to allow all of these other welfare recipients, food stamps, Social Security, all the rest of them, checks to go out until they get ready for the United States government to default on its national debt. Isn't it amazing, these riots that are taking place around the country? But, you know, the last thing in this world, and they'll try to stop this every way they can, the last thing in this world that the elite want is riots. They do not want people to wake up. Now, some of you who heard me back in June before I stopped doing any radio shows and received some of the information I did, many of you will remember that one of the last things that was said to me by my elitist friends was, he said, "Chaplain, we're going to limit the price of crude oil during the summertime." He said, "We've decided not to keep taking it up in price." And he told me that just before I stopped talking. And he said, "We are not going to allow the price of gasoline anywhere in the United States of America," Hawaii, of course, being the highest, in California. He said, "It will never go over $5 a gallon." Of course, it went from $3 and $4 a gallon back on the East Coast. They intentionally left the price of crude oil all summer long because too many people were waking up. You know, that really gets people angry when they have to go to the gas pump and pay $100 to fill up an SUV. So they said, we don't want people waking up too much. We don't want riots. The last thing in the world we want is people to rebel. The frog boiling in the pot, they said, we are going to limit all of this. No riots. They'll continue to give out all the welfare recipients' food stamps. The only thing they're going to get are the private fortunes.
Well, that just sounds to me like a new age of Fabian socialism. The real symbol of the Fabian society is a tortoise. It sneaks up on you slow, but when it strikes hard when you're at your weakest, when they're at their strongest, because you didn't notice them all along, sidling up and getting ahead of you and winding up beating you down. Welcome to the New World Order, folks. And 2012 is going to be the year. I feel quite relieved that I now know when the crash in the end is going to come, because it means I have no longer any excuses to delay how happy my life can be from now until then of pointing a camera in the face of scumbags and pointing out their scumbaggery. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And in an attempt to stave off the madness, I've decided, in a counterinsurgency type fashion, to become one with the madness. You know, what do you got to lose? The whole world's crazy. In order to understand it, you've got to go crazy. Huh? Isn't that great rationalization there? A great reason to have no morals, no ethics? You know, people argue and they say, you're just a conspiracy theorist. They say, you're just crazy. You just made this up. It's like, dude, do you know anybody this creative? No, they're not telling you silly things that they made up. Nobody's that creative. It's impossible. However, there are people who are good at, in fact, documenting what goes on. And Pastor Lindsay Williams, you have made many reports. You can't call them predictions, because all you're doing is reporting, like a journalist would, what some guy said. It could be a prime minister, it could be a president. It doesn't matter. Are his words true? And they always, always get looked at in the context of history. And you have a history of reporting things that are said that wind up coming true. And it's not some magical crystal ball, as everybody thinks it is. You know, the difference between a conspiracy theorist and a coincidence theorist is, a conspiracy theorist thinks there's a very powerful group of people in the world who use their power to control the world. A coincidence theorist thinks that everything in the world, down to the elections and the additives in your water and your food, all happens by sheer frickin' coincidence. And unfortunately, those people will wind up going to a FEMA camp, because they just refuse to listen when somebody tells them what's about to happen. Welcome back, Lindsay.
Most of the prognosticators, most of the newsletter writers, they write about what they think, what they hope, what possibly could be, or the charts that they have gathered in the past, the computer entries that they have tried to figure it all out. There is quite a difference in the things that I have said over these 35 years compared to every other newsletter writer out there, and that is I was the chaplain to the elite by the providence of God. I take no credit for this. I did not go to the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline for the purpose of meeting these people. I went there to help those men spiritually. But by God's providence, he allowed me to know these people. And whenever they tell me something, I know it's going to happen because they were the ones that planned it. Now, that is the difference between the few things that I say compared to those who write a newsletter every day. And that is, I just merely tell people what these people have told me. Now, you must secure your assets. You must do it immediately. The elite have already done it. Now, I want to, first of all, I've stated that the plan of the, and by the way, you can beat the elite. Please, don't lose sleep over this tonight. There is no reason for you worrying about this program that you heard today with Denny Eastwood on American Freedom Radio. You do not need to worry about this at all. You need to take it to heart. You can beat them at their own game. And I'm going to give you a number of ways that you can. In just a moment, I'll probably give you one of the most important that you must do immediately in order to secure your assets. I have talked now so far about the elite and the fact that they want massive debt. Debt is a trap. Please don't go and borrow any money for that small business anymore. If you can't pay for it, don't do it. Don't refinance that house. I beg of you. It's a trap. And they know the day that the collapse is coming. I don't, but they do. Now, that's the first thing they're going to use as a method of total control of people and bringing in the new world order, owning your house, owning your business, and making each of us nothing but subservient to them. This is planned for years. This is the first thing they're doing. Second,
if I may, just in a very real sense, how many people are top heavy on a mortgage, would you say, these days? Quite a few. How many people could pay it off in one go if they had, just suddenly their debt had to be called in, they had to pay up because the bank's in crisis and that kind of thing, of stage crisis, whatever? Very few people would be able to do that. So as a direct result, the banks would all have to repossess these houses, and then those banks would get repossessed by the much larger, centrally controlled, amalgamated banks, you know, Federal Reserve and such like that, or government. And so as a direct result, you would have all the private property, well, or at least a very large proportion of it, suddenly owned publicly. And everybody would be in debt in order to pay that off. But once they do pay it off, they won't be able to own it ever again, because a new form of government will come in where owning things eventually will be a thing of the past. Private property, a thing of the past.
I'm so glad that you brought it down to that, Denny, because you didn't know it, but you were leading right into my next subject. If you own a farm, I mean outright, you have it paid for, it's yours. If you own a house, if you own a business, please hear my next statement. You've got to. When I became knowledgeable of this, I said, I've got to tell the American people. I've got to tell the world. I have to tell you in New Zealand. I've got to get this message out. And I appreciate you allowing me, Denny, to be on your show today and on American Freedom Radio to try my best to get this all over the world. If you own a house, you own a farm, you own a business, you must immediately secure enough gold and silver to pay your taxes for the next 3 to 5 years. Now, this most people have never even thought of. And, of course, I would not have either if I had not come across it the way that I did. Most people just think, oh, well, I don't want to miss my mortgage payment. Okay. Now, but if you own it outright, you must have enough gold and silver to be able to pay your taxes for the next 3 to 5 years. The second method that the elite are going to use in order to gain control of real estate, business, states, countries, whatever it may be, the next method that they would use for the individual is get the currency to the point, the American dollar in particular, of course, which has been the reserve currency of the world for so many years, get it to the point that it has so little purchasing power. Now, it already has. Let me try to explain why it has, and then I'll explain why you must get some gold and silver, as the elite are doing right now while the price is down. Take advantage of it. Back in 1966, I lived in Miami, Florida, in the United States of America at the time, and I took a $1 piece of Federal Reserve paper to the bank, and I asked for a silver dollar, and they gave it to me across the counter. That was 1966. Of course, I'm 75, so you know that back in those days, I could have done that. Today, you take that same silver dollar, and you want to buy it. What's it going to cost you? It's going to cost you around 30, 40, 50, depending on where it may be. What's happened? What changed value? The paper changed value. The silver dollar still is 1 ounce of silver, just like it always was. Now, why do you need to have enough gold and silver to pay your taxes when the dollar has gotten to the point that its purchasing power is so low? Jobs have been lost. You have trouble selling your farm products. People are having difficulty with currency, and we are getting that stage very rapidly, and by end of 2012, it is going to be drastic. At that point, if you can't pay your taxes, they'll still get your property, because after 2 to 3 years, they will come back and have a courthouse sale, and you've lost it anyway because you lost it to taxes. Please, I'm telling you, the next plan, apart from if they can't get it because you can't pay your mortgage or you can't pay your small business loan, the next method they want to use is to get you because you can't pay your taxes. You must get enough gold and silver right now while prices are low. Now, they have taken the price low so that the elite can buy it. It is going back up. Gold is going to go to $3,000 an ounce. Silver is going to $75 to $100 an ounce. They must take it there in order to be able to back the new currency that the World Bank will issue whenever the reserve currency of the world collapses, which I've been told that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012, not non-existent, but dead. They'll be begging for a new currency. The World Bank steps in and gives it, but they have to back it with something. They're going to back it with gold and silver, I've been told. Therefore, they must take the price up to $3,000 on gold, $75 probably an ounce on silver. Now, you say, wait a minute. My state, my county, my city, they won't take gold and silver in payment for my taxes. No. Well, maybe they won't. So what? By that time, gold is going to be $3,000 an ounce. What can you buy it for right now? You can buy it for $1,400 an ounce. By that time, it's going to be $3,000 an ounce. You take that gold and silver, turn around and purchase the new currency, whatever it may be that they're using at the time, and then go down and pay your taxes, and they didn't get your house. They didn't get your farm. They didn't get your business. I'm asking you, I'm begging you right now to do it. Some of you remember when I begged you 3 years ago? Yes. I had just been told by Mr. Fromm that some things that so startled me, and I asked him one day, I said, what can I do to protect myself? And he said, Chaplain, there's only one protection for your assets. And they said, that's our currency. And I said, what is your currency? He said, gold and silver, that's the currency of the elite. And I said, but wait a minute, at that time, gold was $600 an ounce. And I begged. I went on radio shows all over America, every place I could. I begged. I got on my knees. I pleaded with people, go and buy gold right now, just as fast as you can get your hands on it, and buy silver. I said, it's going to $3,000 an ounce. And now let's do some arithmetic. That was 3 years ago. And 3 times 6 is 1,800. That's where it was up to 1,900 before it came back down. Now it's going to go back to 3,000. Mark my words, you'll see it happen after the elite have bought all that they want. Now, if you had listened to me back in those days, you would have made more than you ever made with an IRA, more than you ever made with a 401k, more than you ever made in the stock market. If you had listened to Mr. Fromm back in those days, you would have made more than what you ever made in a mutual fund. I'm begging you. You need to take action right now in order to be able to spare yourself the heartache possession. The elite are going to use, number one, that mortgage. When you can't pay it, they know they'll get the property. And they'll get it for nothing. Do you realize that everything you've paid into that house or that small business that you may have, they're going to get it for nothing just because you can't pay back the loan? Wouldn't it be a wonderful business, Denny, to be able to get a piece of property free of charge just because you gave them a computer entry? I mean,
hey, I reckon that could probably be the business of the future. Hey, I have something that's worth absolutely nothing that doesn't exist. Can I have your home? Sure, why not? I don't use my home at all. All it does is keep me warm and safe from burglars and whatnot in the middle of the night. Come on, people. Have you really thought for so long that the power elite and the money changers and all of these various scumbaggery filth that are on the stock markets and have all the money there is have just been sitting there doing good, honest business the whole time, and it's just a sheer coincidence that everybody is becoming broke down, destitute, wrapped in debt like an anaconda wrapping around their body and crushing their bones and snapping them like twigs? It is not a coincidence at all. And I'm sorry to inform you of this, okay? And you'll have people react by calling you names, by denying it, or by walking away. It's because they've built up their entire life upon a misperception that they have got life right, that they have figured out what's going on and are currently working around in this little world. And when you threaten that worldview that has been built up over a lifetime, the brain reacts to protect itself, much like an immune system. An immune system attacks or cuts off or leaves a situation, doesn't it? And that's what we've got here with the human mind and the drastically incredible apparatus of manipulation that has been brought upon virtually everybody in this entire world round through education, media, and the lying smiles of politicians, which have so corruptingly coerced us all into thinking that the government loves us, thinking that we're safe, and thinking that whatever goes wrong, there'll be somebody there to show up to protect us. And that's all been a big ruse. So that way, everybody will forget how important it is to be able to protect themselves.
What is the only currency on earth that has never gone to zero throughout all the ages? Sure wasn't paper. It's only one thing, and I'm sure many of you are saying at this point, oh, Lindsey Williams is in the gold business. No, I'm not. You couldn't buy an ounce of gold or silver from me if you tried. I'm just trying my best to tell you what the elite have told me. Now, I want to go to another subject completely in an opposite direction. I'm trying my best to help you understand what these people are doing to you and how you can protect yourself. In fact, before I would go back on any radio station after I had been silent for 3 months, and I was scared to even tell this that I'm giving out because I didn't know what the repercussions would be. Before I would do it, I said, there's one thing I've got to do. I said, I must record this. I said, it's got to be in DVD. It has to be out there before I will be willing to give it on any radio station. If I don't, people are going to say you said it after it took place. So we hired a professional DVD studio, a recording studio, to come in and do a taping for us of everything 3 hours long. Now, I'm even on this show only 2 hours, but we actually did 3 hours of the most intensive. I invited one of the leading financial advisors in America to be with me on set. You're going to be amazed at what this man says. He's a person of the same mindset that you are, Denny, and the same I am.
Well, we'll have to talk about that after the break, Lindsay. Please hold that thought. And, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, join us in the chat room at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com if you want to kind of, you know, be all nosy and buddy-like in here. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
More.
ever before. Really dedicated to fighting back against tyranny, oppression, lies, and general scumbaggery. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You've got to check out my YouTube channel, Mr. News, Guerrilla Media. That's Guerrilla Like a Soldier, not Guerrilla Like an Ape. And incidentally, GuerrillaMedia.co.nz. My special guest today, and I see the clock counting down, Lindsay, and I'm sure just like your predictions for 2012 are going to assuredly be, I just wish we had more time.
Well, it scares me, Denny, to think of what people don't know. That bothers me more than what they do know. If they only realized that they do not have to suffer at the hands of the New World Order, they positively can do the same thing that Goldman Sachs is doing. They're not going to suffer one thing. In fact, during the Great Depression, huge fortunes were made. And if you know what to do, you will not need to suffer at the hands of the New World Order. And that's the reason that we produce this new three-hour, three-DVD presentation. I said, I must do it before we ever go on the air. I had a very prominent financial advisor to be with me on set. For 3 hours' time, we give you every problem and every solution to the problem that a person could possibly want. Now, I need to bring up one or two more here in the process of this, because you need to understand another factor of what the elite are doing. Not only is it financial, but the elite are using something else that you never suspected. And when you hear me talk about it, you're going to easily understand what they're doing to you so that you can guard yourself against it. The word is, and this is going to startle you, it'll surprise you. The word is fear, F-E-A-R. Yeah, that's right. The elite have a campaign of fear which they have initiated. You know, there's no way that people would ever suspect this. You won't hear any of the newsletter writers talking about this. You won't hear any of those that are getting what they get from just their thoughts or what's happening out there in the world. The elite have initiated a program of fear in order to be a part of their new world order. Let me try to explain. We had Labor Day here in America just a few days ago. And all over the country, every news media, there's a terrorist attack that might hit in Washington, might hit in New York. Scare. They have people literally scared to death. Walk through the airport in America, they treat you like a criminal. And I had a friend to come to see me the other day, and they took away a half a tube of toothpaste from him. And he laughed at them. And they also took his shaving cream away from him. Wouldn't let him get on the airport with it. You go into a courthouse anywhere.
What was he going to do? Grease the skids of the plane and make it skin out on the runway?
Yeah. Elanine, this Planet X thing. When it came, I said, this is not for real. And so many of my friends tried to get me involved in this Planet X, Elanine. It was supposed to hit the Earth back a number of days ago. I said, no way. I went to a scientist friend of mine. I said, what do you think about it? He said, Chaplain, it's just not so. I never got involved. It was one of the scare tactics of the powers that be. They want to instill something in you. The terrorist attack, when it was supposed to have hit in Washington and New York, I was sitting at the dinner table with my wife and my son. I said, there's going to be no terrorist. Folks, think about something. There has not been one single terrorist attack in the United States of America since 9/11. Now, come on. Be upfront with me about this. Not a single terrorist attack since 9/11. And on Labor Day, there was going to be no terrorist attack. They made it all up. It was a fear tactic. So I went to a medical professional, a man who is very apt at knowing what the body does and what the brain does. I mean, you'd truly call him a medical professional. And I said, what happens to the human body when it gets scared? He said, Chaplain, fear will shut the brain down. I said, that's it. Oh, my goodness. I went to two different medical professionals in order to make sure that I was correct. I went to a medical doctor, a friend of mine. And I said, what happens when you get scared? He said, the brain shuts down. I said, that's the same thing the other man said. The elite, and I'm telling you what has been given to me, the elite are using fear as one of the methods of keeping you brain dead. Don't be afraid. The things that you're hearing, don't let it keep you awake at night. Do not look behind bushes everywhere you go. Fear will shut your brain down. It's one of the things that they're using in order to bring about the tactic of control of human. You don't think correctly whenever you are full of fear. You know, I don't know how to say, folks, the elite are using so many different tactics in order to bring in their new world order. They are totally ruthless in what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And the tactics start the second your eyes open in the morning. You know, you look out your window, there's a chemtrail. If you put on your slippers in the morning, they're made in some sweatshop controlled by the elite. You have your cornflakes in the morning. The milk has had all white pus in it and stuff like that for all the antibiotics that they're giving all the cows that they're keeping up in whole places. The cornflakes themselves have iron filing shavings in them, okay? Not to mention all the excess sugar and now the artificial stuff which breaks down in your liver like freaking alcohol, except you don't get a buzz from it. And every time you turn on your car, hey, that's petrol that's coming out the back of your tailpipe. That's carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, none of which is terribly good for you. The entire country is starting to be soaked up in quantitative easing because that's what people really need now. They need to be eased, and they need to be eased quantitatively because there's very little to put people's mind at ease these days. So what do? They wind up turning to alcohol, drugs, having a good time and whatnot, so that they can forget about all this. They come home after work and they're so tired from working the slave-like job that they want to sit down and watch the slave reprogramming box for a few hours and have absolutely nobody interrupt them while they're getting their hours of brain damage time in front of the TV. This is what society has turned into. Like, Lindsay, the last depression, right? I'm acting under the assumption that you grew up sometime after that or even might even be enduring, I'm not sure, but people had a lot more morals, ethics, and self-sufficiency back then, didn't they? What do people got today? Nothing! They've got freaking Xbox and Jell-O shots at TGI Fridays!
You are exactly right, Denny. Back then, we sat out on the porch at night in the farmhouse and talked for hours before we went to bed. People were a whole different world. No television when I was a boy. All these things had not been invented yet. There was no such thing as a computer. You didn't even know it existed. People, don't allow yourself, people out in the listening audience, don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of the elite. Now, you've heard what to do about it. You positively can secure your assets immediately. You don't have to worry about those anymore. There is no need to fear something. There's not been a single attack since 9/11, and there won't be any more until they get ready to pull something off at the time they want to bring about the crash. Mark my words. Don't allow it to upset you. You must not fall into that trap. And you can be victorious through all of this. You can live a normal life. You can live a happy life if you will know the issues and do something about it. And this is the reason that I decided after I had heard all of this. I was so startled and so dumbfounded, and I was scared in some ways. And I finally decided I have a moral obligation. I have no choice. I'm hearing what these people are saying. I've got to go and tell the world what is going to happen and what's taking place. Now,
have you noticed, Lindsay, that that's what actually motivates most activists and whatnot? They have an experience which is so unique that it empowers them and them alone with the moral obligation to get the information out.
Yes, and people oftentimes ask me, why do these people give you this information? Now, keep in mind that Mr. Prom died at 87 years of age. My present informant that I would call an elite. He's in his 70s. Whenever people get to that age and they're thinking about facing eternity, they talk sometimes when otherwise they wouldn't. And I use the expression old men talk because that's exactly what some of these people, even they, they're only human beings, even though they're part of the elite, they're only human beings. They still have a conscience, and it bothers them at times. And I think often that the reason they give me the information they do is out of respect for me giving 3 years of my life to them. And in turn, they've been willing to tell me these things. And some of them themselves are concerned about the way the world is going. I get emails from one of these individuals on a regular basis every few days, and especially from his wife. And they are telling me things that they think I need to know. Now, I need to go in one that is very touchy. I'll only go into this briefly. And this is something that I cover it in about a 30-minute segment of our new DVD series, 2012, The Beginning of the End. And I'm so concerned. The elite have a think tank. Now, let me try to explain. If the elite want to know something, they'll take a group of theirs and put them in what is called a think tank. They think up every facet of everything. They analyze it from every source, and there's something that I have found out that they know that is so startling until I have been very hesitant in giving it anything except just briefly, except on our DVD, in which I give it very much in depth. 2012, the elite know what they're going to do in the physical world. Now, that's no question. I've given you most of these. They know what's going to happen. They have their timeline. They know everything is going to take place. They also know that something else is going to happen in 2012. And this is the reason that, without any hesitation, I make the statement 2012 will be the most startling, the most unusual, the most eventful year in 2,000 years. And this right here is part of the reason I make that statement without even hesitating. 2012, the elite know that there is something that's going to take place also in the spiritual world. Now, I know this is startling, and it'll be something brand new to you and probably to most pastors. And when I saw it...
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, if you think about what demons love doing, they love murder, they love rape, they love evil. And have a look at all over the world. Look at how many kids are going missing. Look at how many rapes there are going on in elite little petty pedophile circles and things like that. There's even a Masonic splinter cell called the Jesters, who own a chain of, like, charity hospitals where they get the poor, disadvantaged children from burn units and amputees and diseases like that, and they rent them out to judges and lawyers and things like that to take them away on two-week cruises to Brazil. They got pictures of them sitting around a fire with, like, 12 other guys and, like, little girls on each knee, that kind of thing. There is some real demon-tastic stuff going on planet Earth right now, I can assure ye. And anybody who denies that there's some kind of spiritual thing going on in the world, just remember that there are many, many people all throughout this world who see and hear things that aren't there and can see things before they happen without anybody telling them what to do. In Jerusalem, for example, this guy was walking along with the curator of one of Israel's biggest, you know, universities and artifacts and whatnot. And he said, right there, that's where the Ark of the Covenant is. And he was like, well, did I just say that? And sure enough, after years and years of digging, they freaking found it. Okay, so bear in mind, there is some other planes of existence, and occasionally they do cross over into our world.
The reason that the elite know this is as follows. You know, most of us, I've been a minister of the gospel of the Bible, the true word of God, for over 50 years. I have a bachelor's degree in study of Bible. And I was a pastor of a church for 12 years. I was a missionary in Alaska for many years. All of us, nearly everyone that I know, thought something really unusual was going to happen in the year 2000. Some people look for the coming of Christ. I don't dare touch that subject because the Bible makes it very plain that no man knows the day nor the hour. And I would not say one thing about this as far as 2012 is concerned. I do not predict any such thing for 2012. But there is something that is going to take place, and here's why. Most of us expected something to happen in the year 2000, and here's why. We know from the genealogies.
We'll actually have to get into more of that after the break. Sorry to cut you off there, Lindsay. We'll be talking about the genealogy going back into Z-Day. Which, incidentally, they've also found blood that only had 24 chromosomes. We're supposed to have more than double that, which means whoever was alive that gave that blood only had one. We'll be right.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up?
Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Uh-oh. Speedwayne rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles. But I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me? Am I legible? It's time to get down to the question of eventually will the corruption in the government lead to the collapse of us? Lead to the collapse of us. Right and left are symmetrical on the puppet.
There's basically nobody you can vote for that'll bring you out of this. Because if they would actually vote and you know, use their power to get you out of this, they'd restrict their own power and just have all the rest of it taken off them like a good person would. Good people don't want power. Only bad people do. Power is
Denny, you're exactly right. I like that song that you had there.
Oh, yes.
Yes, let me go back where I was a moment ago. I know we're running out of time here. In the scriptures, in God's holy word, the Bible, we know that from Adam until Christ was 4,000 years. We can take the genealogies, and there's no doubt in knowing how many years was there. From Jesus Christ until this present day we are in, up to the year 2000 was approximately 2,000 years. Of course, the Roman calendar may be off slightly, but not very much. Now, that's 6,000 years. In the Bible, God's holy word, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, 1,000 years is as a day. A day is as 1,000 years in the mind of God. Now, if we use that premise, we come up to the year 2000, and we say something should have happened. Because the seventh day of creation, you remember the 7 days of creation, the book of Genesis, there were 6 days of creation, the seventh day was a day of rest. So there should have been something happen in the year 2000, but nothing visible really happened. But likewise, at the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem's manger, nothing really catastrophic. It wasn't known all over the world. It wasn't broadcast by every country that the king had come. Just a few lowly shepherds appeared at that manger that day. Nothing really big that the whole world saw took place. And that's the reason nothing happened in the year 2000. But at what age did Jesus Christ begin his ministry? You'll remember in the Bible that it says at 12 years of age, they took him to the temple. And he was what today would be called bar mitzvah in the Jewish religion. A child actually becomes an adult, is for the first time is allowed to read the Torah in the synagogue, and he is adopted into the family as a full-fledged member at the year of 12. And at 12 years of age, Christ was taken to the temple. The parents went back, started back home, and found out he wasn't in the crowd. And they went back, and they found him sitting with the learned men of his time, the doctors, the lawyers, the scribes, the Pharisees, and they were dumbfounding him with things that they knew a 12-year-old child couldn't possibly understand. And when why shouldn't he dumbfound them? After all, he was the one that gave Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy to Moses. He was the one who gave all the prophecies to Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel. Why shouldn't he be dumbfounding these people? He was God in the flesh, the Bible says. Now, when did he begin his ministry? His parents came back, found him sitting there with all of these learned people, and he made this statement. He said, "Why have you come looking for me? Don't you know that I should be about my Father's business?" At what age did Jesus Christ begin his ministry? He began it at 12 years of age. Nothing happened in the year 2000. What's going to happen in 2012? I don't know. I am not predicting any one thing that will take place. But the elite know that something is going to be manifested in the year 2012. And I'm saying it the best I can. We take 30 minutes on this in our new DVD series to try to explain it in minute detail because it is so significant, and I'm begging radio stations to allow me to come on periodically during the year 2012 and try to interpret some of the things in according to what they tell me this actually happened in the time. You are going to see in the year 2012 divine manifestations. I did not say divine intervention. I did not say the coming of Jesus Christ. You are going to see divine manifestations. You're going to see things such as Daniel went to the lion's den in the Old Testament. But he didn't keep him from going there. The Lord just went with him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. He didn't keep them from going to the fiery furnace, but the king looked down in the fiery furnace and saw a fourth person. He said, it's likened unto the Son of God. This is a presence with his people, divine manifestations, and I believe that the Lord will help people through this year. I believe that we will have a strength and a source available to us in the year of 2012 that will help us to stand the unusual, the eventful things that are going to take place more so than any year in the past 2,000 years. I would urge you, please, take this number down, if you will. Our toll-free number. We have operators that will be there 24 hours a day. You can call anytime, day or night, toll-free. And the number is 888-799-6111. Our new presentation is entitled 2012, The Beginning of the End. If you wish to go on the web, you live in other countries besides America, you can go on the web, and you'll find it at prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. You'll find a complete interpretation of what we give. You will find help from a financial professional. You will find out how to get a booklet from that individual trying to help you with everything that you've heard me talk about today. And not only there, but you'll see one more thing. And I say this likewise with little fear and trembling. Back a number of years ago, I was talking with Mr. Fromm, my latest friend, who was a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, and he used an expression one day that just literally startled me. He said something about devil's Messiah. And at the time, I was so fascinated being a minister of the gospel. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, no, this is not the Antichrist that you're talking about from the Bible. He said, this is the method whereby the elite are taking away the God on which America was founded that made it great. He said, that had to be removed. That spiritual element had to be removed before the new world order could be brought in. Now, I'm saying this, and I won't go any further. You'll have to watch it. You cannot hear me say this. You have to see it in order to understand it. We take about 20 to 30 minutes on our DVD series to give this. The elite have a devil's Messiah planned program for 2012, and when you see it, you're going to be the most startled you've ever been in your life. And it has to do with America and much of the rest of the world. You will see there things you've never seen before in our new DVD. Again, it's entitled 2012, The Beginning of the End. Our toll-free phone number, 24 hours a day, 888-799-6111. And if you wish to go on the web, you can go to prophecyclub.com, find a complete description of all the material that'll be there. It's 3 hours long, three DVDs. We did it in new digital viewing. You watch it on your television set. Please get your family, your friends, others to watch it. It will give you answers as to how to overcome the New World Order. It will tell you what you need to do in order to live a happy life during that period of time of what the elite are planning on doing. We've never made anything like this before. 2012, the beginning of the end, and there's a lot more in it besides what I've talked about. We've had 2 hours here. There's 3 hours on the DVDs, along with much professional advice. Nini, I've got a lot more to go, but it looks like we're giving out of time, so I'll let you tell me where we go from here.
Well, actually, I wanted to have you quickly wrap up, because the one thing that I wanted you to talk about here was just exactly how the oil prices are manipulated, and also just how much oil there actually is that's not being talked about.
They have intentionally taken the price of crude oil down. Some of you who may have heard me back in June before I stopped doing any radio shows, I was talking with my present elitist friend who was alive, and he said, Chaplain, we are going to limit the price of crude oil during the summer. And I said, where are you going with it? He said, at the highest place in America, which of course is Hawaii and California, he said, we'll limit it to no more than $5 a gallon. And of course, it's been $3 and $4 a gallon in most of the rest of the country. And when I tried to figure out why they were doing this, they were doing it because too many Americans were waking up. They do not want riots. They do not want people to get too upset. They want a frog boiling in the pot scenario. The last thing in the world that the elite want is any civil disobedience or disturbance in this country. They want to bring in the new world order peacefully. And so they'll do everything. Well, they took the price, kept it there, and they have kept it there so far on up through September and part of October. At some point, there will be a conflict in the Middle East. Now, you remember I produced last year the series, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, in which I told the entire story of what they were doing. At some point, the crisis in the Middle East will grow so great that they will be able to take the price of crude oil up to where they want it, $150 a barrel. That at that time, they'll bring in, and you must see in our new DVD series where we talk about Gull Island in Alaska, the new Bakken Reserve, up in North and South Dakota, and all of these, they're waiting till they get the price about $150 a barrel. They'll bring on these new fields within the United States of America itself, and the whole Middle East crisis, of course, will be used to bring about the price of where they want to take it at some point in the near future.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Lindsay. And do you have a website that people can visit your and see the energy non-crisis and all of that kind of stuff?
Yes, they can go to, let's see, it's on the web now. You can purchase the Energy Non-Crisis at, oh my goodness, I thought I had it written down here. I don't. It's it's the Kindle program of...
We'll have to let you go there, Lindsay, unfortunately. Thank you very much for listening in, ladies and gentlemen.